Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This news will not go away. Alexander Isak to potentially Liverpool. There is a world where this could happen, and the only person that I need to drill down into this with is the wonderful Ade Oladipo. It is a joy to welcome you onto the channel again, sir. How are you?
Dude, by the way, before we start about this, what's going on with Frank Lampard?
I'm waiting. What can I do?
I can't believe he's
what can
not
I do?
Right
I'm waiting,
yet.
I'm waiting. No,
he's the greatest ever player and he can't get you a shirt.
I have full faith. I have full faith that will come. But to the matter at hand.
Yeah.
Liverpool have been making extraordinary moves in this transfer market. Incredible. They have adopted an unbelievably astute policy in the way that they've gone about their business. And they have, regardless of what happens from this point on, they have already won the window.
Yeah.
However, there is a world where this could go down as potentially the greatest transfer window in history. If
I agree.
If they do what they have done so far, but somehow add the best striker in the league to already one of the most potent strike forces in Europe, I feel like this could be the perfect window from Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah, and look, I think you hit the nail on the head straight at the top when you said this isn't going away. Like, there's no door been slammed shut here. No one said he isn't for sale. No one... Basically, what Newcastle fans are desperate for is Isak said, I ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And he's not doing it.
It's not happening.
In fact, it's further from that, right? He's just staying radio silent.
Mm.
I mean, he didn't go to their opening sort of pre-season game. He decided not to go to that, or at least the club decided not to have him at that. And you know what was telling? Fabrizio Romano today had all the new signings on one sort of one photo, and he said more to come with sort of eye emojis. And you're thinking, oh, what is that?
But do you know what, Addy? It's one of those signings now that makes sense. You know, if we were having this conversation 6 months ago, I think that you could have easily rationalised many reasons why Alexander Isak stays at Newcastle. You could list them. They're a club on the up. They've got very ambitious owners. They've got an excellent manager, a manager that I believe should be England manager. That's how good I think he is. They've just won silverware for the first time. They've made it into the Champions League. And it felt like the club were on the up.
Yeah.
Since then, this window has been, and it's not all the club's fault. They have been hamstrung by very draconian PSR laws.
Awful.
Eddie Howe is a victim of this.
Yeah.
But time and time again, Alexander Isak, the best striker in the league, one of the most prodigious and exciting footballers in world football, is looking around at the arrivals of Newcastle. They desperately needed new signings.
Yeah.
And ultimately, they've signed
Anthony Elanga. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. And then you compound that misery for Isak by going, but they brought in Liam Delap. No, they didn't. They brought in Brian Mbeumo. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
They brought in England's best centre-half, Mark Gahey. No, they didn't. They brought it. Like, how many times have they been linked, fully linked, to a player where at various points they've looked like the favourite for that player? Like, how's Mark Gahey not a Newcastle player?
Incredible.
Four bids in for him last
year. It's incredible, isn't it? It's incredible. And then to compound that, he looks at what Liverpool are doing and he's probably thinking...
inspired.
And look, they talk to each other.
Yeah.
I've been around them now. Obviously, I was at the Club World Cup and you're around these footballers and you realise, oh, they actually all talk to each other.
Yeah.
They talk to each other about wages. They talk to each other about cars and watches.
Yeah,
they have conversations.
And it's a very small world,
it's
that football world, isn't it?
It's a very small world because only they understand that world.
Yeah.
So they kind of talk within that world. And he's probably looking at what Liverpool are doing and thinking, oh my God, they just won the league.
Yeah.
They got beat in the Champions League by arguably the best team in the world in PSG, so no shame in that. And look what they've gone. They've gone bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
And he's probably thinking,
and he wants
I want
to be part of
that.
It. It's the most exciting project. Yeah, it's the most exciting.
Yeah.
Because not only, do you know what this Liverpool team have? And I'm not sure we've seen a project like this for a very long time in the Premier League. You know, when you think of historical greats, behemoth football clubs, Liverpool are obviously one.
Yeah.
Manchester United are obviously another. Arsenal, I would say, are one. And after that, I think it's a slightly different thing. What we haven't really seen, correct me if I'm wrong here, certainly since the Manchester United team of maybe 08-09. We haven't seen a massive club rebuild in the way that non-massive clubs do. What Liverpool are doing is comparable to what Chelsea and Man City have done. Yeah. Comparable to what Jack Walker did at Blackburn Rovers.
Agreed.
But it's the statement club. So yeah. Not only are you getting the exciting project and the wonderful players arriving and the perfect transfer window, but you're doing it at a club that is only going to inspire. Like Alexander Isak, when he was 11, there is no doubt that he would have, you know, when he was the best footballer in his year and playing with the kids 3 years above. Of course he's thinking of playing for Liverpool.
Yeah.
Because it's Liverpool. You know what I mean?
And this is why... And Newcastle fans, look, I'll say this to the camera, look, Newcastle fans seem to be getting annoyed, like, why are you trying to take our player? As though Liverpool aren't somehow so much bigger than Newcastle.
Yeah, of course. They're not comparable.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think Newcastle fans understand the word big and think the size of the stadium and the fan base and that it's loud and boisterous, and it is all those things. But in terms of silverware, you know, the trophy they won last season was the first trophy in 30, 40 years.
70.
So, there you go.
70.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, we're discounting the other ones. 70. Little ones. So you got to understand what Isak's probably thinking. I want to be there.
Of course. And like I say, it's the most exciting project. And then you look at the window. And I reckon that it is one of the most perfect windows. Because do you know, a lot of the time when clubs have these windows, you know when Man City had their big one or when Chelsea had our massive one, what we did was like, it was different. What this is the statement marquee signing in terms of, say, a Florian Wirtz. Then it's the potentially brilliant but already half-proven player in Hugo Ekitike.
Yeah.
But then it's just the tactical tweaks. It's just the improvement. Then it's a Kirkez. You know, it's almost ticking every box. So where did your squad desperately need improvement and replenishment?
Left back.
Okay, right. Yeah. So they go and sort that out at left back, right? Then they bring in Mamardashvili. People forget that one's already come in. But then they've gone out and they've been bold and big and exciting and inspiring for the fans.
What they've done, they've said and they've looked at him for, okay, we've got maybe 2 years left of Salah and we've got, I think, maybe three or four, but let's say at his peak, 2 years left of Van Dijk. We need to win absolutely everything that goes now. Yeah. How can we get the best squad around them to win everything?
And do you know if this is the strategy, and I'm certainly sure it is, because if I can think of the idea, there's no way that, like, Richard Hughes hasn't thought of the idea. You know what's so important, and this is how you create legacy at football clubs. You make sure that the standards are passed on. So what you build is inherited.
Yeah,
So what you do is you get your new signing, you get Florian Wirtz, who could be there for a decade. You get him at the club when Van Dijk is setting the standard.
Agreed.
So then Florian Wirtz becomes the Van Dijk standard.
Yeah.
And then in a decade's time, Florian Wirtz is moving. There'll be some brilliant 11-year-old now who will ultimately take that place. And then what you end up having is you have the standard that's been set by Klopp's team passed on to a team 50 years later. Because there's somebody there that will maintain that standard.
And also, there's been a conversation in Liverpool about how can they afford this. And then, look, I get it, right? Because of PSR. But Liverpool is so far under the PSR, I don't think people understand. Like, summer last year, it was only Chiesa that came in. Yet Liverpool made so much profit
in the season and won the league.
And then there's outgoings.
Yeah.
That there's players that are going to go. Like, I firmly believe Luis Diaz leaves the club.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Oh, yeah.
Luis Diaz probably leaves the club and probably goes to Bayern Munich for 70 million.
Darwin Nunes, 70 million.
Chiesa's going back to Italy. Darwin Nunes for 70 million.
How much is Harvey Elliott worth? He's a wonderful little player.
Do you know what I mean? And considering what he did at the under-21s, all of a sudden his price tag has gone up.
But he's wicked. Harvey Elliott's got to be so... not gutted to be at Liverpool, but you know what, like, basically at any other time at any other club I feel like you're half building a team
Harvey Elliott. He's that little wizard that I think could,
and he just can't get a look in Liverpool, really.
And I think he's going to go West Ham, and I think the price I think so because Kudus has gone, and obviously there's issue with Pakatar. I think he goes West Ham. I think he probably does go West Ham.
So much better than that.
He is, isn't he?
He's so much better than that.
He is better than that.
He can't go to West Ham.
That's probably where he's going to go.
Am I overrating Harvey Elliott?
No, I think Harvey Elliott's a good player. But sometimes you need to see... You know, like, is Harvey Elliott a good player because he's surrounded by good players, or is he just a very good player that can swim by himself? I guess we'll find out. But honestly, on the Isak thing, I just feel like it's perfect for him right now. That number nine just opened up. And obviously, look, it's opened up because of unfortunate circumstances as well with Diogo Jota. So it's almost opened up because of there as well.
Yeah.
So there is now a gap right there. He obviously doesn't favour Darwin Nunes. Ekitike, I think, operates better from the left coming in.
But
so there is a nine position.
But see,
right there.
This is something that I've been reading about this morning. I thought the Ekitike deal at one point would have would have suggested that Isak was surplus to requirements.
So did I.
But there's a great piece in today's Telegraph about how the two are so ready to work together. So Ekitike and Isak are totally capable of playing alongside one another in the way that Marmoush and Ekitike play together up front. So you know this whole thing where you go, well, Liverpool play this system only, and therefore there is only room for one centre forward. That may well be true. And as you've suggested, Ekitike ends up playing wide. Absolutely possible.
Yeah.
But you know where necessary, when, and I think we know that Arne Slot, more so than any Liverpool manager of the Premier League era, from what I can remember, he amends formation. You know Klopp, you knew what Klopp was going to do. He knew what, you couldn't stop him doing it, but you knew what he was going to do. Yeah.
Slot amends situations in game.
In game amendments. Four different formations in the same game.
And what people really haven't seen is the Slot team yet.
No.
Because that's Klopp's team, really. The only thing he really changed was Gravenberch. So we haven't yet seen sort of this new reincarnation of Liverpool. And here he is saying, give me the money. I've proven what I can do in the first season. I won the league title. Now give me money. Now I'll show what I can do. And there's a gap there. There's a gap for Liverpool to almost be dominant for the next two seasons. Because I watched Man City closely at the Club World Cup. Fantastic players. But it's all disjointed, all over the place. So many superstars. Arsenal, we wait and see, right? Arsenal, we know when it comes to that final hurdle, they can't get over it. Chelsea could be a danger. But I look at the team and I still think the average age is a bit too young, and I worry about the centre defence. So I'm looking at Liverpool and I'm like, there's a chance to go here for a couple of seasons. There's a chance, right? Back to back. And you know how difficult back to back is.
Liverpool Isak, never done it.
Exactly. You get Isak. Yeah. You're going back to back.
Yeah.
I firmly believe there's no weakness anymore. You get Isak. That spine is insane.
And also, Isak will know that. And it's got to be so inspiring for him to see what's going on at Liverpool. He knows how good he is. And he knows that he's one of the very few players in world football that can elevate Liverpool.
What's the number?
The number is almost anything, because you're dealing with the richest football club in the world.
Is 150... what we think.
Yeah, the problem isn't the money, though. The problem isn't the money. It's what the only way this move happens is if Isak wants it to, and I believe he does want it to, because I've seen something from his agent. Like, his agent has basically said, we're exploring all options. And you're like, okay, that's not what an agent says if you're not moving, or if you're not open to moving.
Yeah, and I don't think, as well, a lot of people have been talking about the wages. I now think that's a redundant conversation. I think it's almost too late. So, you want to pay me now?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been the best player at the club for 2 years.
He's not even their top earner, is he?
No, he's not. So, I don't think it even comes down to that. I genuinely believe it comes down to, I'm in the form of my life.
Yeah.
And we can't be crutch players when players want to play for the best teams. You know, like, we like to do it. I was upset with Trent going to Real Madrid. Mm. I watched Real Madrid and the Club World Cup, and I was like, I get it.
No, but equally,
I kind of got it.
The reason why this is incomparable, though, I don't think this is a fair parallel to draw, mate, because Trent Alexander-Arnold was playing for arguably the biggest club in the world.
No, but what there
and
is,
he was certainly playing for the biggest club in his world
what
as
there
a scout.
You know what Gareth Bale said to me, and I'm gonna use what
I love
he
this.
Said.
Wait, sorry. Have I got to listen to this?
He said,
is
he
that
said,
what you're going to do to me?
He said
to me,
let me pick up that name.
Yeah.
He said there are big clubs and then there are Real Madrid. And it's the way in which he said it. Because we looked down in that ground, the MetLife, 81,000 were in there. PSG, a big club. I know they're not big.
They're new.
Literally, it was like, I'd say about 75,000 Real Madrid fans. And like a little pocket of Real Madrid, so PSG, the loud ones. What are they called?
The ultras.
It's the first time I looked around. I thought, he's right. And Isak, again, not comparing the gap between Real Madrid and Liverpool and Newcastle, because the gap's not like that. But he must look at Newcastle and think, this is as good as it gets. The League Cup is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
They might have an FA Cup.
It's very rare, isn't it, where we have a situation where, in my opinion, the best centre forward in the league in Isak. But even if you don't agree with me, everyone agrees second best forward in the league. So let's just say second best forward in the league. It's very rare that the second best forward in the league plays for the fifth best team in the country.
Yeah.
Usually the best striker plays for the best team. And you go back in history, that's generally what happens.
The only player that didn't do that is Shearer.
Yeah.
But he loved Newcastle. He was Mr. Newcastle.
He chose...
Isak isn't that.
No.
Isak isn't that.
So I think the only way this move happens is if Isak agitates for it and wants it to happen.
Yeah, he's got to. And there must be conversations. He has got to put in a transfer request.
But Newcastle haven't done anything to keep him in terms of, like, if Brian Mbeumo had just been announced as a Newcastle player and Liam Delap had arrived and Mark Gahey, who is England's best centre-half,
yeah,
had also been announced as a Newcastle player. You go, I don't know, Newcastle are making strides.
Agreed.
But Newcastle, not all their own fault. I'm not even blaming them here. But Newcastle haven't done any of what we've just said.
Yeah, and by the way, you say you're not blaming them. I am a little bit. If I'm a Newcastle fan, do I want to spend 50 million on a Lingard? Do I want to spend 50 million on Gaye? I want Gaye.
Also,
I feel like they're making the wrong signings here.
The Elanga signing, it's good. It's fine. And, you know, I suppose maybe there's an Isak compatriot.
It's okay.
It's not a needle mover signing.
No, it's not one where I walk in thinking, can't wait for the season to start, lads.
No. And I reckon that there's now a situation where Isak is looking around, sort of going, I'm out. I'm done. Because do you know what he might be terrified of? The opportunity to move to Liverpool doesn't come along once. Doesn't come along a lot in your life.
Yeah.
It might come along once,
yeah,
particularly when they're champions. Mm. Let's just pretend that in the next season he doesn't move. Ekitike has the season of his life.
Absolutely.
A barnstorming number nine as well.
Agreed.
No talk anymore
then
about.
It's done. You've missed it.
And Isak scores 11 goals.
It
could happen.
Not only that, but then all the big clubs. Like, when you look at the Premier League, all the big clubs start shutting their doors because Chelsea all of a sudden have João Pedro and Delap.
Yeah.
Say they smash it up. Arsenal get Gyökeres. Yeah. Say he smashes it up. Mbeumo and Cunha have gone too.
Suddenly Isak.
So all of a sudden the doors of the big clubs will shut.
Yeah, this is the window for Isak.
This is the window.
And he would be aware of that, wouldn't he? You've got to be. He will know. If he doesn't move to Liverpool now, there's a chance he'll never move to Liverpool.
26.
No,
he's prime.
Yeah, well, he's entering right his prime, which is why he will cost a lot of money. What you know, you said there 150. It's not actually 150, is it?
No, it's 110 with add-ons. And add-ons, you've got to be top goal scorer, you've got to win the Ballon d'Or, Liverpool got to win the league, and then it gets to 150. I think fans don't get that nowadays. They see the first number and they go, oh, Liverpool playing too much. Mm. You're only paying that if he hits the targets, and you're happy to pay the extra 40 if he hits those. Like, hit them.
Yeah.
We'll pay the extra 40.
I just thought of the front line. It goes Ekitike, Salah, Verts, Isak. That puts Liverpool not only as favourites for the Premier League, Champions but League. Suddenly you're talking about winning the European Cup in Budapest.
All of a sudden, we're not trying to compete. Look, I feel like I'm arrogant saying this. This isn't a conversation to compete with Man City, Arsenal and Chelsea. This is a conversation to compete with PSG,
PSG, Barcelona.
We're trying to say we're here. PSG, Real Madrid, Barcelona, we're here and we're not going anywhere and we want to compete.
Yeah.
And
we do that without Isak.
But Isak literally would be...
Where do you think he is then at the end of this transfer window?
Newcastle.
Do you really?
Yeah, I think they're going to be stubborn on this.
I don't think he is. I really don't think he is.
Okay, are there any other options other than Liverpool then?
I mean, Arsenal would deserve a mention here, even if it's just a almost polite
one. Where
do
you want to go?
I think he'd want to go to Liverpool. I don't necessarily think the move to Arsenal is quite as appealing.
Okay.
I think the move to Liverpool is everything at the moment. It's not only the fact that they're champions, although that carries a lot of weight.
Mm.
It's Arne Slot's project. Yeah. It's the ambition that's being demonstrated from the boardroom. Mm. It's the opportunity of playing with Mohamed Salah and Virgil van Dijk. It's also the opportunity of playing with, like, they're the old guard. It's also the opportunity of playing with Ekitike and Verts.
Yeah.
There's a
conversation that Slot's probably had with him, and I know they're not supposed to do this, but he probably has, where he said, you are literally my future. Like, Salah is gone in 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And you are
the cop could end up singing your name for the rest of the life. And beyond.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And beyond.
Yeah.
That's what could happen.
Yeah.
And with that, you're filling your boots with silverware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other guarantee, isn't it? At Newcastle, Newcastle won silverware last year, and they may well win silverware next year.
May well.
But they also may well not.
Yes.
Liverpool will win silverware next year. Whatever you believe that silverware to be, with Alexander Isak in the team, they win silverware. There we go. So I believe that he will be a Liverpool player.
I believe he will stay at Newcastle, but I'm hoping.
Okay, quickly then. Do you think he'll stay at Newcastle for the entire season? Like, are you thinking a January move? Or you think that he's a Newcastle player?
I think he's a Newcastle player for at least another season.
No way.
I really hope you're wrong. No, I hope you're wrong, Rory.
He's already made it now. He's making the noises.
Yeah, and the problem is,
whether it's Liverpool,
I think he might be causing a problem as well.
Probably wants
I think
to
if you were
problem.
To speak to kind of the players on the side and ask, I think they'll be saying that he's being
out
of order.
He wants out. Yeah. And I can see it from his perspective. He's best striker in the league, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's got to do it the right way.
Yeah.
He's got. Do you know what I mean? They took him from Real Sociedad. He's got to do
but
it the
he,
right
he
way.
Could be, he mate, we could talk this all day, but I also think Harry Kane tried to do it the right way.
Yeah, and you
and
stay
that
there.
Poor bloke.
Yeah.
poor bloke. That poor bloke. I feel so sorry for him. Bloody Bundesliga, prancing about in Lederhosen.
That could be the example, though.
Yeah, so get out of the club. Do what you've got to do.
Get out of the club.
Get out of the club.
Yeah, they're going to boo you for a couple of seasons, but just get out of the club.
Yeah.
You only meet them at St James's Park once a year.
We've seen so many situations where players have done whatever it takes to get out of a contract. And people, even if they're booed, people kind of go, really had to do it. Harry Kane did the honourable thing. He stayed at that club for about half a decade longer than he should have done. And now everyone goes, you idiot.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Yeah, look what could have been.
What could have been at Man City? You would have scored a billion goals and won a billion leagues.
Agreed. Agreed.
There we go. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. And especially thank you to Adi Oladipo.
Love it.
Mate,
it's
a joy to talk football with you, mate. Thank you so much. Adi Oladipo's link is in the YouTube description box below. So make sure that you subscribe. Adi, I saw 85,000 subs.
It's getting there, mate. It's getting there. We're nearly 87.
That plaque.
Mate, why do you not have your plaque up? Why, do you have no pride?
I moved house. I broke it.
Is that the reason?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
I didn't break it. The movers broke.
You can't super glue it together.
No, it's gone.
Okay, cool.
History. All right, I'll when you get yours, I'll celebrate with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Make sure that you subscribe to Adi Oladipo's YouTube channel. He's edging ever closer to the 100K promised land. Let us know your thoughts as well on this debate below. Will Alexander Isak be a Liverpool player by the end of the season? In a bit.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.